This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Mike from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Today marks the first day that Houston's two airports will fly less planes than normal at the direction of the federal government. Our Tom Perumian joins me live now from Hobby Airport, where he's been watching people line up for security this morning. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. Passengers are progressing through TSA lines. Travel is brisk with a lot of Texas A&M fans bound to Missouri for Saturday's matchup with Mizzou. A news photographer said 4 a.m. saw a crush load at the checkpoint with the line extending out the check-in area back to the ticket counters. Now, that line is long gone, and most of the lines at the checkpoint are basically just a few moments. Hobby appears to be in a good rhythm. Travelers I talked with don't appear to be fazed by the 10% reduction in air traffic due to the government shutdown. From Hobby Airport, I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
All right, Tom. A retired astronaut and Air Force colonel has pulled out of the Democratic race for the U.S. Senate and instead declared himself a candidate for Texas's 9th Congressional District. Renee Cross, executive director of the UH Hobby School of Public Affairs, says Colonel Terry Virts could be a strong Democratic contender for a seat state lawmakers recently redrew to be a Republican opportunity district.
He's already talking about affordability and working class issues, which will resonate extremely well in that district the way it's drawn now between East Harris County and Liberty County. That more populist approach, I think, will attract some attention.
Virts enters a field that already includes two Democrats, one independent, and several Republican candidates, including State Representative Briscoe Kane and former Harris County judge candidate Alexandra Del Moral Miller. Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George is accusing the district attorney of misconduct and seeking to have his case dismissed. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us about the latest in his ongoing court case.
The county judge alleges that prosecutors destroyed part of an interview with Terrell Patel, a key witness in the case. George is accused of working with Patel to fake racist attacks against his own campaign. He's also facing two counts of money laundering. In court filings late last week, the county judge also alleged that Fort Bend County District Attorney Brian Middleton used encrypted disappearing messages to communicate with Patel. Jared Woodfill is George's attorney.
If that information has been destroyed because it has been communicated on an encrypted app, then the defense doesn't have the benefit of that information.
In a statement, the DA's office called the allegations, quote, baseless. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber. News 88.7.
And California Governor Gavin Newsom is scheduled to make a stop in Houston tomorrow. He is meeting with lawmakers just days after voters in his state approved a plan to balance the redistricting effort done over the summer in Texas. Governor Abbott will also be in Houston on Sunday to make what he says is a special announcement about his vision for the future of Texas. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.